Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Downton Abbey is finally spilling the tea on the Crawley family, and I have my review right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my review of Downton Abbey, A New Era, which is the second Downton Abbey film. If you're not familiar with Downton Abbey, you may know it by the name that your less sophisticated friends call it, Downtown Abbey, or as I like to call it, Boomer Avengers. Downton Abbey is directed by Simon Curtis, making his first contribution to the saga, and it is written by Julian Fellowes, the longtime writer of the series, as well as the writer of the previous Downton Abbey film in 2019. Believe it or not, it's been over a decade since Downton Abbey debuted on television, and even more than the last movie, A New Era drops you right into the middle of the lives of the Crawley family, their family and extended family, and the lives of Downton's servants and their families. If you're looking for hand-holding, the best that you're going to get is a brief recap video of what happened in the last film, which preceded the movie at the AMC Early Access screening that I saw on Tuesday night. Hopefully it's in front of your screening too, because I found it to be very useful. If you've never seen Downton Abbey, I'm going to tell you right now, you are going to have no idea what the hell is going on, because this is very much about the intricate character relationships that have been built over seasons and now two movies. It's great news for fans of Downton Abbey that want to see all these different payoffs between these different characters and learn what the next chapter of the story is going to be, but it's bad news for anybody who might get dragged along to see this movie and doesn't really care about anything that's happening. Luckily, I am a Downton fan, so I'm very much interested in the past of the Dowager Countess and what Anna Bates and Mr. Bates are doing, and all the delightful crossness of Mr. Carson. But this is not the movie that you want to go to if you want to dabble into Downton Abbey and see if you enjoy it. Downton Abbey, A New Era centers around a secret involving family matriarch Violet Crawley, the Dowager Countess, played delightfully by Maggie Smith. The Crawleys are shocked to find that a Frenchman has willed Violet a villa in the south of France, alluding to a short but magical time they spent together decades ago. This development sends most of the family to France, including Hugh Bonneville's Robert Crawley, the Earl of Grantham, who fears that his mother's possible dalliance in the past may also call his lineage into question. At Downton Abbey, eldest daughter Mary Crawley, played by Michelle Dockery, stays behind to supervise the filming of a movie at Downton, featuring matinee stars Guy Dexter, played by Dominic West, and Myrna Dalgish, played by Laura Haddock. In a turn of events more than a little reminiscent of Singin' in the Rain, the movie's production is put at risk with the advent of the talking motion picture. One of the reasons that I think Downton Abbey works so well in so many different countries is that it gives a veneer of class. It makes you feel posh and important to indulge in what I think is very much a guilty pleasure, because Downton Abbey at its core is very much like a soap opera, and this movie has a season's worth of developments in just 2 hours. There are weddings and vacations, forbidden love, possible infidelity, health scares, family drama, and so much more. In less capable hands, Downton Abbey might have felt like cheap melodrama, but with Julian Fellowes once again writing the screenplay, it feels more like high art. There is a reason why Julian Fellowes won an Emmy for writing this show and an Oscar for writing its unofficial test pilot, Gosford Park. As always, a lot of the credit also has to go to the cast of the film. Hugh Bonneville delicately plays Lord Grantham, a man who sees his era passing with a mix of acceptance, annoyance, sadness, and pride that his daughter Mary is ushering his family into a new age. Michelle Dockery is always a pleasure to watch as Lady Mary, who tries not to tread on tradition too much while also pushing for progress. A subplot about Lady Mary's marriage is one of the film's few narrative dead ends, but the fact that the movie gives her a lot more to do than worry about her absent husband, doesn't make it seem like her character is a waste in this movie. Jim Carter is always good for a laugh as Mr. Carson, the former Downton butler who's once again brought out of retirement to accompany the family to France. Carson's strict adherence to the stuffy old British ways of doing things is a great contrast to the light and airy atmosphere of the south of France. And then there's Maggie Smith, the ninja assassin of Downton Abbey, who can take a 30-second scene and turn it into the highlight of a two-hour movie.
It seems the public only want films that talk.
I should have thought the best thing about films is that you can't hear them. Be even better if you couldn't see them either.
As the aging Dowager Countess, Maggie Smith seems to be somewhat limited by her own real-world health, but that doesn't stop her from delivering her trademark razor-sharp dialogue with equal parts wit and venom. The Dowager Countess's desire to secure her own legacy and her family's lies at the heart of this film, and the movie levels up every time she's on screen. The cast of Downton Abbey is so sprawling that it would probably take the length of a feature film to talk about all of them, but here are a few highlights. Of the returning regulars, Elizabeth McGovern, Leslie Nichol, and Penelope Wilton make the most of their spotlight. Kevin Doyle's Mr. Molesley, butler-turned-schoolteacher, is prominently featured as he roams Downton in awe of the film production that's happening there. And Robert James Collier gets a lot of screen time as Thomas Barrow, the Downton butler and head of house who crosses paths with Dominic West's guy Dexter in some unexpected ways. West and Laura Haddock, as the newest faces in the cast, bring a sense of theatricality to their roles as silent film stars, and Haddock gets several opportunities to both ham it up and dig deeper into what could have been a one-dimensional diva character. Downton Abbey, A New Era is openly playing to the established fan base, and I suspect that to many of them, this is their version of an MCU-type event. The Tuesday screening that I went to was pretty full. I think that Mara and I were probably the youngest there by 10 to 20 years, but I knew that I was in the theater with a bunch of Downton Abbey fans when the theater gasped in surprise after somebody breaks a vase. It was like somebody was shot. That just goes to show you how much the audience who loves Downton Abbey is invested in this show. They care about the furnishings of Downton Abbey and the characters even more so. Yes, Downton Abbey is a high-class soap opera and unashamed of it, but you can also tell that everybody behind and in front of the camera really cares about these characters. I mean, they've spent over a decade telling this story, and this movie does have a lot of heart and packs a real emotional punch. The acting is excellent across the board, the laughs are there, the film looks beautiful. I really doubt that Downton fans are going to be disappointed, but this isn't a movie that's likely to win over new fans, not that I really think it's trying to. Is this movie going to make $300 million? I don't think so, but as a Downton devotee myself, I would be perfectly happy if they could put out movies every 2 to 3 years that would justify putting a new chapter out to take Downton Abbey past the 1930s into the 1940s to the brink of World War II. Maybe this could be the boyhood of English soap operas so that 20 or 30 years from now, we could have second or third generations that are going to the theater to enjoy the continuing adventures of the Crawley family. So that is a recommendation from me on Downton Abbey, A New Era, with the caveat that if you don't know anything about Downton Abbey, you should probably just go back and start watching the show first and maybe catch this on streaming after you've watched the entire series. Thanks so much for watching this review. If you want to see even more of what I'm up to, you can check me out on Patreon at patreon.com/DanMerle. I also did a review of Chippendale Rescue Rangers, which is available today on Disney+. You can find a little card on the screen with a link to that review. And of course, you can stay tuned right here on the channel for all the latest news, reviews, box office, you name it. Thanks so much for watching. Stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Bye.